As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here today with you on this fine Saturday afternoon. Boy, how the weather has turned pretty quick, hasn't it? It's definitely feeling like winter's starting to set in. It's gotten rainy. It's gotten cold. It's just amazing. It's like somebody flipped a switch and all of a sudden fall's definitely here, and we might just go straight through fall and hit winter pretty hardcore. In fact, we're starting to get some freezing weather that's happening over the night, and it just feels like things just happen so fast. In fact, things have happened so fast, faster than the trees have actually had time to respond. If you notice, they're not changing their colors like they typically would. I was reading about that, and you know, it's a combination of the extreme drought that we've been in and the extreme temperatures that we had this summer caused some stress on the trees, and now they're behaving a little bit differently. And then we went from warm weather, relatively warm weather, to right away we got into cooler weather. And so we're not seeing that change in the trees. We're not getting all the colors that we typically would get, which is too bad. But lots of things are happening here in Oregon. Change is in the air. You guys are probably getting ready for the holiday season. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Don't forget my birthday's next month. That's, you know, we can't forget about that, right? I know you got Thanksgiving and you got Christmas and you got some of those other holidays that people think are important. But really, it's November. It's Mickey's birthday. That's what you guys got to keep in the back of your head. If you guys have November birthdays, you know what I'm talking about. You guys rock Scorpios, right? So we're a little bit intense, but we know what the hell we're talking about. And obviously, I got to bring up again, it is hunting season. We're getting closer to my elk season. Some of you guys have already been hunting elk with different special hunt tags, archery tags. My rifle season starts in November, but we're in the middle of general deer season right now. And the wet weather's been kind of good. The colder weather is definitely going to get those deer moving around a little bit more and probably starting to get in the rut a little bit sooner maybe. I haven't seen a lot of big bucks chasing any of the ladies yet, but I do believe it's right around the corner. So if you're out hunting, remember, be safe, but enjoy God's country. Just enjoy it. Have fun out there. Enjoy time with your friends and your family, your kids, whoever it is that you go out with, or if you just go out by yourself just to take it all in and get away from life, the hustle and the bustle, that's okay too. But just really enjoy it. We got to savor every moment of goodness that we have right now, don't we? Because there seems to be so many times that the good in the world seems to be fleeting, right? I mean, all we hear about is the negative stuff. And it's important to talk about that, but we definitely have to take the good with the bad, and we have to enjoy those good moments. And we got to savor those right now because, folks, we do have a storm on the horizon, and we are at a crossroads, and we have things that are going to be happening, I think, sooner than later, that patriots, true red-blooded Americans, are going to have to make a decision on where they're going to stand. And we're seeing it, and we're seeing it escalate quickly. And we know that there's been a divide in this country. We know that there's definitely two ideologies, and we're so divided right now, I think a lot of us are starting to understand that it might be impossible to put things back together. There might have to be something major that happens to get us Americans the two sides on the same page. And, you know, we need to be able to communicate with each other. We need to be willing to compromise to an extent. But some of the things that are happening now, some of the things that are being pushed, being thrown at us by the progressives, by the people that, that actually want to see this country go full-blown socialism, communism, Marxism, totalitarianism, the people that are steering the country that direction, the things that they're doing are so extreme and so radical that it will be the very end of this republic. And there's so many things that have happened recently, so many things that, that have already happened over the years that you have to question how strong this republic really is to begin with. And a lot of it is because we've had so much apathy and we've allowed things to happen that we shouldn't have never, ever in a million years allowed to have happened. We've allowed people to get away with things unchecked without consequences. We've allowed laws to be broken with no consequences. Now, think about that. We are a country. We are a nation of laws. And we have a system in place for those laws to be enforced. And that's how we have remained a civilized society, right? Now you can argue back and forth, and there's good arguments on both sides about more laws. It's just big government. They're restricting our freedoms. They have no business making a lot of the laws that, that they've made. And I agree with that 100%. But then there's basic laws that exist that are good laws, and they're there to keep people safe, and we need that. And law-abiding citizens, good Americans, typically are going to follow the laws. We don't just go flying down Main Street at 90 miles an hour. If there's a speed limit, we follow that law. If we're not following that law, we expect, or if somebody's not following that law, we expect that there's probably going to be some consequences. If law enforcement see those people that are breaking that law, speeding 90 miles an hour down Main Street in a 30 mile an hour zone, it's not a shock when those people get pulled over and get a ticket and have to go to court, have to pay a fine. It's not a shock to us that there's consequences when you break the law. We know that. We live in a society that we understand that there's consequences for breaking laws. But apparently, those consequences don't exist for everybody. And that's what the problem is. And that goes back to how strong was this republic, really? When did we start being so complacent that we're just not paying attention to what's going on and allowing people to get away with things that are hurting this republic, that are in direct violation of our Constitution of the United States? At the end of the day, all the laws combined, to me, what is most important is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And we have to adhere and uphold those, and we have to protect those. And we have institutions in place that are supposed to protect those. We have courts in place that are supposed to uphold and protect those. We have a justice system, but it's not working. It's been broken. And it seems like if you're an elite, you can get away with almost anything. And beyond that, it seems like if there's certain laws that, that a certain side doesn't agree with, let's say like, for example, immigration laws, these people can just break whatever laws they want to break and there's no consequences. Now, again, if you and I were speeding down Main Street, we definitely would have consequences. We'd get in trouble for that. We're not allowed to pick and choose what laws we follow or don't follow. If we don't like laws, we can petition it. We can try to change it through the legal system. We can get legislation to change things. But if a law is on the books, typically most people are going to follow it, unless it's a law that a certain side doesn't agree with. And then there's no consequences. The law's not enforced. The law enforcement officers don't seem to care about it. The courts don't seem to care about it. And when you start having that kind of corruption happen, it breaks down the fabric of this nation and this republic. And when you allow it to continue on the way we've allowed it to continue on, it's something that is a real danger to whether or not we're going to survive. And that's why we're seeing all this other stuff happening that is hurting this country, that is hurting you and I. And it's because we've allowed this stuff to creep in on us. And we knew it was going on. We knew it was going on, but we didn't demand that it was fixed. We didn't demand that the laws were being followed. And we didn't hold the people that need to be held responsible accountable for their actions. And it's literally killing this republic, my friends. It literally is. Look at all the things that our politicians get away with. Look at all the illegal things that our politicians get away with. That if you and I tried to do that in our own lives, in our own households, we would never get away with that. But it seems like if you have enough money, if you have the right connections, if you're a politician, if you're a member of the right party, you can get away with almost anything. And that's what's happened. And fast forward that to today. And that's why we're in so much trouble. We need to start holding people accountable. We need to start forcing people to follow our laws. We need to start upholding our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. And I guarantee you, if you did that, if that was the only thing that we did, things would almost immediately get better, because a lot of the bad that's happening, a lot of the things that are causing us grief right now, that are causing us to, get into the situation that we're currently in, is simply because our existing laws haven't been followed. Our Constitution of the United States has not been followed. If that's all we did, I promise you, overnight things would most likely get better. We as Americans, as patriots, we need to start demanding that. And we need to start really working together, my friends. We need to start marching down the streets. We need to start standing up and demanding that these people that are getting away with this are held accountable. If it's politicians, we need to demand that they resign. We need to have a bigger recall effort. You know, I look at what's going on in Portland. I mean, for 2 years almost in Portland, it's been like something out of a zombie apocalypse movie. And look at all the lawlessness that happens day in and day out in Portland, and there never seems to be any consequences. The businesses that get vandalized, the buildings that get burnt down, the people that get assaulted, the murders that take place day in and day out in Portland, and nobody ever seems to pay for these crimes. Most of the time, the officials, the mayor, the commissioners, the police chief, they turn a blind eye. When Donald Trump was in office and he wanted to fix it, when he said enough was enough and was ready to send in the federal government, when he wanted to send in the National Guard, and everybody got so pissed off, how dare he interfere? This is not his business. It's not a federal matter, yada, yada, yada. I guarantee you, if he sent the National Guard in, that would have fixed it. That would have put a stop to it. Now we are almost 2 years later, my friends, and Portland is a wreck. The businesses are destroyed there. And they still have the same leadership. That goes back to not holding anybody accountable. If you live in Portland, why aren't you demanding that your mayor is recalled? Why aren't you demanding different leadership? Why aren't you demanding that the police chief does something about the crime that's happening to your city? The crime that's happening to your business? It blows my mind, my friends, that the things that have happened in Portland and the things that have been allowed to happen in Portland, the people that have got away with these heinous crimes, these acts of vandalism, these assaults that they've done, it blows my mind that nobody seems to ever get any consequences. Nobody up there seems to get consequences. And the same people that are creating this environment, the leadership in that area, it's the Democrats. It's the Democrats, my friends. The mayor, the commissioners, the leadership up there, they are doing this to you. How come you're not holding them accountable? Oregon, how come we're not holding our leaders here in Oregon accountable? Why do we have a supermajority Democrat party that is destroying this state? Why aren't we demanding better? Don't turn this dial, friends. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garrett.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here today with you on this Saturday afternoon. Now, remember, if you need to get a hold of me, you can always email me at mickey@kslm.news. That's M-I-C-K-Y at kslm.news. I'm happy to take your emails and listen to your advice. I have some people that email me regularly, and I try to get back to people. I can't get back to everybody, but I do read them, and I do appreciate your input. Tim, if you're out there, buddy, I've been getting your emails. I appreciate it. I love you, man. Keep it up. I am on your page. We need to stay in this fight together, my friend, and God bless you. So let's just keep on praying. That's the best thing we can do. That's the best thing that all of us can do. So thank you for constantly staying in touch with me, Tim. I do definitely appreciate that. We were just talking about one of the biggest problems that's happened in this country is the lack of accountability. The fact that we don't seem to hold anybody accountable, and we let so many people just get away with violating our Constitution, violating our Bill of Rights, breaking our laws. And I was talking about how if it's you and I, just the lay public, the you know, middle class peasants down here, if we break laws, we get in trouble for it. You know, if I don't pay my taxes, guess what? The IRS, they come looking for me. Okay. If I speed down the street, guess what? The state police, they're going to come chasing me. Okay. It doesn't matter what kind of law it is. If I decide to break it and the authorities are there, I'm going to get in trouble for it. But it seems like too often we get these politicians and these higher uppity ups that there's never any consequences. And a lot of the things that they're doing that are not only, in my opinion, unconstitutional and illegal, but they are also hurting this country and they are hurting you and me directly. Say, for example, immigration. When our immigration laws and policies aren't followed, and when these crimes are allowed to be committed over and over and over again, it eventually trickles down and it hurts us. Not to mention the fact that we're paying millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars in our own tax money to fund this issue. But the crime that's happening because of this illegal immigration, okay? Now, people will talk about the crime that happens from illegal immigration sometimes. You might get them to admit that, yes, there's increased crime. But they'll never say they're actually, the crime is illegal immigration. They try to steer away from that. They don't want to talk about the fact that you came into this country illegally is also a crime. And that's why it's called illegal immigration. Immigration, you see, we welcome. We like that, okay? We want immigrants to come here. We welcome immigrants with open arms. And yes, please, please come to this country. Please come to this country and be an asset to this country. Okay. Come in the right way. Do things the legal way. Come in and you are welcome to be here. But if you're going to come in illegally, if you're going to circumvent our system, and then if you're going to be a burden on our society and cause us to pay increased taxes to pay for your services, if you're going to commit other crimes when you enter in here illegally, when you're going to hurt people or steal people's goods, no, we don't want that. We don't want that. Yet, that's what's been allowed to happen for years and years and years. Now the Trump administration, they tried to stop it. They were making a lot of good headway. It was better than it's ever been before. But they were constantly roadblocked by the Democrats. And when the Biden administration took over, they just gutted Trump's policies. They did absolutely everything they could to reverse anything that Trump did. And they just opened the floodgates on this illegal immigration. And they're not doing anything about it. The border czar is supposed to be the VP, Kamala Harris, right? Where is she? She's not even been to the border. I can't stand her. I cannot stand her. I hate listening to her speak. I hate seeing her on TV. She does that hideous laugh where she sounds like a hyena, okay? But I still look to these positions and I look for some kind of leadership. She is the Vice President of the United States. Now I'm not naive. I don't have any confidence, but I'm just saying if our system worked the way it was supposed to work and in a perfect world, you should be able to look at the Vice President of the United States and expect some level of knowledge and professionalism and leadership. And it's just not there. Even some of our very worst vice presidents, you still looked at them and acknowledged that they were a VP. I don't acknowledge Kamala Harris as a VP. The presidency, same thing. You know what? I just told somebody today, if I could if I could trade, if I had a choice right now, I wish Obama was in the White House over President Biden. Now, obviously, I could not stand Obama and his policies. And I know there's a lot of people that think that Obama, he might be the guy behind the scenes still pulling the strings and a lot of these policies that have been implemented and just the destruction of this country. Obama's actually using the Biden administration to do the dirty work that, that he wanted to do, but he never accomplished. Or he wanted to do it, but he just didn't want to do it. He didn't want to be the guy doing it. He didn't want to get blamed for it, you know? So there's people that think that Obama is somehow, some way, is behind the scene there, and he's kind of the puppet master. I don't know if that's true or not, but all I know is even though I despised Obama, I did not like his policies. I could not stand the man. I still wish that he was there over who we have now. That's how bad it is. That's how crazy ridiculous it has gotten. We literally have a clown show in the White House. The guy can't even do any meetings without having a fake set because he needs his teleprompter up there. So he built this fort that is the fake White House so he can do his special meetings and have his special teleprompter so he doesn't look like such a fool. And he still comes across looking like a fool. Even though they did all that to keep him from looking bad, and he still comes across, every time the guy opens his mouth, he just comes across as a senile old man that doesn't know how to tie his shoes, that doesn't know up from down, and should absolutely not be responsible for the nuclear codes. Can you imagine? Can you imagine in the last 10 months, we know how bad we've gotten. We know what we've lost in the last 10 months. And the things that have happened in the last 10 months, whether it's been Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Biden's son Hunter, that's another one, his big art scandal. Don't tell me that other countries, the Russians, the Chinese, they're not paying Hunter off and they're not getting secrets. They're not getting close to Biden. This is absolutely extortion. My friends, this art thing, could you imagine if that was Donald Trump's son and Trump was the president, what the Democrats would do? Could you imagine if the things that have happened this last 10 months, if Donald Trump was still our president, what the Democrats could do? Now, I tell you, I understand that not everybody loved President Trump's rhetoric. I understand that some people just thought that he was too much. They didn't appreciate the way he spoke. Well, you know what, guys? I'm out of time. Hey, don't turn that dial. We'll be right back. We got to take a quick commercial break. Stick with me. We'll be right back on the flip side.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I went a little bit long in that last segment, so I had to duck out of there really quick. I apologize about that. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be back here. Remember, you can always get a hold of me at mickey@kslm.news. That's M-I-C-K-Y. @kslm.news. We were just talking about the last 10 months, the nightmare that it's been under the Biden administration, how we can't look to the vice president or the president and see any leadership, any ability to run this country whatsoever, and how we miss so much President Donald J. Trump. We miss his administration. We miss the people that he had in his circle helping make the country better, helping come up with the policies that made Americans prosperous and put this country back on top. Number one, do not mess with us. And sent that message across the world. God, we miss that so much. I know I do. And we just don't have it now. And we were talking about when President Trump was president, if the things that have taken place this last 10 months that the Biden administration did, if Trump was responsible for these things, they would have hung him. They would have absolutely hung him. He would have been impeached a dozen times again. Okay? The Democrats won't put up with it. The Republicans have allowed so much. Now, granted, I know that we don't have the power right now, but I'm telling you guys, come midterms, I believe that we are going to be in power. I believe that we are going to have a red wave that is huge. And I believe that the seats that we gain in both the House and the Senate I believe that will put us in one of the most powerful positions that we have ever been in as Republicans in this country. I really do. Now, the question is, will we use that? The question is, do we have confidence in our Republican politicians that are in D.C. to do what they need to do? Excuse me. Here's the deal, my friends. Out of everybody in Washington, D.C., all of our politicians, there's probably about 6 or 8 of them in the House and the Senate that I have any faith in whatsoever. And out of those 6 or 8, some of those might even be questionable. But the leadership, the bulk of the Republican caucus, I don't have faith. I believe the American people are going to show up and vote at the midterms. I believe that is our number one weapon. I believe it's something that we have to do. I believe that people are infuriated by what's happened this last 10 months. I even believe that there are a lot of Democrats out there that cannot believe what is happening, and they might secretly vote for Republicans because they can't stand it anymore. They can't stand to watch their businesses fail anymore because of Democrat policies. They can't stand to see this inflation that's happening and not be able to afford to feed their family or to supply the propane or the gas for their family because of the inflation and what's happened. They're tired of going to the grocery store and seeing the shelves are half empty because there's no goods. Everything that's happened this last 10 months, everything that you're dealing with today and what's on the horizon, and trust me, it's only going to get worse, my friends. Everything that's happened, it's all because of this administration and Democrat policies. None of it had to be. None of it had to be. You can't even blame COVID on what happened. The COVID crap, stop blaming that. The way this has been handled, the way COVID has been handled, the way these vaccination mandates have been handled, that is all because of Democrat policies and the agenda they are pushing. Yes, COVID's real. Yes, it was here when Donald Trump was president. And today, if he was still president, we would not be in the shape that we're in. We would not be in the shape that we're in. I guarantee it. We are in sad shape right now because of the Democrats, because of the Joe Biden administration. Because of their lack of leadership, they are complete imbeciles. And I believe in the midterms, we have a job, and I believe we have an opportunity, and I believe we're furious, and I believe we're going to do it. And yes, I know that so many of you guys are concerned still about election fraud. I am concerned about election fraud. I don't 100% trust the system. But by God, we've got to play ball. We have got to show up. We've got to do our part. It's not good enough to say, well, our vote doesn't count anyway, or they're going to fix that election anyway, so I might as well not even show up. We have to have some faith. Is there going to be fraud? I think there will be some level of fraud. We just got to beat it. We got to beat it with numbers, my friends. We've got to overwhelm them. We've got to overwhelm the system. We need to show up like we've never showed up before, because this is our last opportunity. These midterm elections, my friends, is make it or break it for this country. We will not save this republic if we don't take the Senate and the House in the midterms. We need that power. And then we need to hold our elected officials accountable. Our Republicans, our congressmen, our senators, our governors, we need to hold them all accountable and make sure that they're doing the work of the American people, the work for the American people, not for themselves, not to protect their caucus, not to deepen their pockets. No, for the American people, for you and I. We need to hold them accountable. And like I said, I only think there's like 6 or 8 right now that I wholeheartedly say I trust over there in Washington, D.C. I think the rest of them are snakes in the grass, and they're a part of that swamp. They're the good old boys. They're going to protect each other. They're going to protect the Democrats. And they definitely see Donald Trump as an outsider. They're not going to give him any favors. They're not going to do anything to help him out. They're not going to help him get elected. These guys, my friends, they might have an R behind their name, but they don't want to see Trump as our president again. These are the people that we need to hold accountable. These are the people that they need to know. They need to 100% understand there can be no question that if they do something that we disagree with, they are out. If they don't support Donald Trump, they are out. If they don't support conservative policies, they are out. If they support ridiculous bills like this new spending bill that the Democrats are trying to shove down our throats and put us in debt, irrecoverable debt, you know how they're going to come up with this money? They're going to print it. They're going to print it. It doesn't exist. They're going to imprint it, and they're going to put it out. And when they do that, the same thing that's been happening this last 2 or 3 years, my friends, it's going to make the value of your dollar worth less and less, and it's going to make the cost of goods skyrocket. We have dangerous levels of inflation right now, and we are on track for a recession. We are on track for a recession. You guys, a little bit older than my time, but I've studied it. You guys that lived through the 70s, you know what I'm talking about. The writing's on the wall, isn't it? The writing is on the wall. And look at the services that we can't get anywhere. I tried to go to Panera today for lunch, and their lobby's closed. They can't get any workers. There's nobody to open the lobby. You can go through the drive-thru. I don't want to go through the drive-thru to get my cheddar and broccoli soup. I'm not going to sit in my car and eat my cheddar and broccoli soup. When I go out to a meal, I like to go out to meal. I like to sit down. I like to get every appetizer there is on the menu. You know, I'm a foodie. I like to eat. I like to enjoy what I'm eating. I don't like to eat in my car, and I definitely don't go to a restaurant like Panera if I have to sit in my car and eat it. Now I know that's no high-end restaurant, but come on. This is just one of thousands of restaurants. They can't get workers. Thousands of businesses that can't get employees. No truck drivers, no longshoremen. Are you guys paying attention when you go to Walmart? Are you looking at the shelves and how bare they are? When you go into Safeway, are you looking at the shelves at how bare it is? Are you paying attention to the price of the goods that are on those shelves? Are you seeing the inflation that is happening right now? It's happening fast. It's exploding. My grocery bill, my monthly grocery bill in the last 6 months has almost doubled because of inflation. When you factor that in with your fuel bill for your car to get to the grocery store and everything else, I'm telling you, my friends, people don't realize how expensive it's actually getting to survive. Now, I guarantee you, most of you, if you're like me, you haven't got pay raises to compensate for that. Okay, I bet you the last 6, 9 months, your pay has pretty much been the same. But I guarantee you, in the last 6 or 9 months, you're paying a lot more for the things that you're using. You're paying a lot more for your fuel. You're paying a lot more for your electricity bill. You're paying a lot more for your groceries. I live out in the country. I live out in the country, and I have propane. I was so excited to get my big propane tank because I thought, man, I am set. Not only is propane cheap, I'm off the grid, right? I don't need anything to survive. When crap hits the fan, I can live out here. I got my propane tank. I'm going to have my heat. I'm going to have my water. I'm going to be golden. You know what, though? I just got a letter. My propane, the bill is going up 40 to 50%. 40 to 50%. That's going to hurt. That's going to hurt my family. That's going to hurt my kids. That's going to make me rethink what we can do each and every month, how we choose to live each and every month. What is our extra expenditures? What's our fun money? And the same thing's happening with our food bill, our gasoline bill. It's just all adding up. And for some of us, my friends, for some of us, it's going to be too expensive. For some of us, it means we can no longer survive. It means that we can no longer afford to pay that car payment or pay that insurance or pay that hospital bill or pay that mortgage. That's what it means for some of us. And why? Why? Because we are under Democrat control and we are forced to live under these ridiculous Democrat policies that are killing this nation. Don't turn that dial, my friends. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it is good to be here today with you on Saturday. I hope you guys are having a great Saturday. I hope you're out there hunting, enjoying life, living up with your friends and your family. What are we talking about today? We were just talking about inflation. Why is it happening? What's it mean for our future? We were talking about how the shelves in the grocery stores are starting to become a little bit more bare, and how over the next several months, things are only going to continue to get worse on that note. Now, in my other lives, I work in a supply company, and you know, my family's business, we're constantly having to bring goods in. We bring goods in from overseas, and then we distribute them. We're a wholesale distribution company for a safety supply company. I also have my little gun store that I run. And I can tell you that getting anything, whether it's for my wholesale company or for my retail shop, it's harder and harder to get stuff. Stuff is becoming more expensive. The terms that we used to buy things on are starting to shrink. Credit's no longer being extended the way it was before. And we're having to pay for things up front. A lot of times we're getting invoiced and having bills come due before we ever receive the goods. There's just a lot of things that are completely having us change our business practice. But the most scary thing about it is we don't know when we're going to get in our product a lot of the times. And I'd say right now my warehouse is probably running at about 60% capacity than what we should be. And it's just because it's hard to get things. The manufacturers aren't able to produce enough of it. They aren't able to produce it at all because there's a incredible shortage of raw materials, or they just don't have the laborers to produce it. It's just becoming very difficult. And then, again, if you're getting stuff that's shipped in from overseas, it's got to go through the ports. It's got to go through customs. And that right now is a nightmare. Why? Because of the Democrat policies, because of the Biden administration. It doesn't have to be this way. All the pain that we are feeling right now, everything that is happening to us that's bad right now, it doesn't have to be this way. It's self-inflicted wounds. And I'm looking at my neighbor across the street now. He's a Democrat. And I'm thinking to myself, buddy, your stupidity is hurting me now. And that's what we all need to be doing. We need to be looking at the Democrats and staring them down and saying, hey, what you did is causing my family grief. What you did is hurting my pocketbook. What you did is going to affect my mortgage. What you did is changing my kids' future. And we got to hold these people accountable. That's what I don't get about these Democrats. It's hurting them too. I'm serious. Who are these people? We know who they are, but come on. Can you believe this stuff, my friends? I mean, they continue to elect these people. They continue to vote for these ridiculous people that implement these ridiculous policies that kill this republic, that hurt all of us, that make all of us more poor, that put all of us out of work, that close small business, close industry, make it hard to get things, make things more expensive. It doesn't make sense. None of it has to happen. It's happening because of who we have in charge and who's responsible for that. Who's at fault? It's your neighbors. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's your friends. Maybe it's the dude that sits next to you in church. I'm not Mr. Nice Guy anymore. I can't be anymore. There's too much at stake. We have too much to lose. We have lost so much already. I'm calling them out. It's the Democrats. You guys did this. Life sucks right now because of you guys. Because you're so stupid. You keep putting people in office that are doing stupid things that are hurting everybody. And Democrats, it's hurting you too. It is hurting you too. It's hurting your kids. It's hurting your kids' future. It's hurting your business. Everything that you do that's hurting me, it's hurting you also. Don't you get it? When there's no food on the shelf, when there's no toilet paper left, I'm not the only one that wipes my ass. You have to wipe your ass too. Come on. It's hurting everybody. Think about that. Think about that, my friends. It's time we call these people out. They got to know what they're doing. And if they do know what they're doing and they just don't care, well, we know. We know everything we need to know about them right now, right? If they don't know what they've done, we need to tell them what they've done. We need to show them the light. We need to hope that they wake up and they stop being so stupid. That's what's happened. It's like, good Lord, how did half our country end up being so stupid? It blows my mind. You know something else that I've noticed? I'll tell you, my friends, I don't have much time, but this is what I've noticed. A lot of Democrats seem to be waking up to the Biden administration. He's the most unpopular president we've ever had. People hate him right now, right? People absolutely hate him. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Okay? People hate Kamala Harris. And it's not just the conservatives. It's not just the Republicans. Democrats don't like this administration either. They know they done screwed up. Okay? You'll get more and more Democrats saying that they're not happy. The polls speak for themselves on Biden's popularity. The polls absolutely speak for themselves. We know that the Democrats got to be waking up on this stuff. And they'll start to admit it. Even mainstream media, media that would typically do whatever they had to do to protect the Biden administration, to protect the Democrat cause, even they can't help but sometimes call him out for his ignorance, for his stupidity, and for some of these policies that are crippling this republic. Okay? But the same people that are waking up to that think that Kate Brown is the Messiah and worship the ground that she walks on and are okay with the supermajority legislation that we have here in Oregon, the Democrats, that are killing this state. And it's like all the bad that's happening, they don't understand that a good portion of that, of what we're feeling here in Oregon, is a direct result of Oregon leadership and Oregon policies. They look at everything at Washington, D.C. They think about everything on a federal level. And anything that bad that happens, they think it's Joe Biden's fault maybe. Or the Democrats' fault in D.C. And they give a pass to the Democrat legislators here in Oregon. They give a pass to Kate Brown. They don't put two and two together. They don't understand that a lot of the reason Oregon's so bad is because of our leadership here in this state. Democrats, I'm giving you a lesson right now. Oregon sucks because of Kate Brown. Oregon sucks because we have a Democrat supermajority. Oregon sucks because of the policies that your Oregon legislators have done to make us hurt in this state. When Donald Trump was president, and the rest of the country was rocking and rolling, when things were good for everybody else, when everybody else was making money and living the high life, Oregon still sucked. It wasn't because of the federal government. It wasn't because of Donald Trump. It was because of Oregon. It was because of Oregon leadership, our Oregon governor, Kate Brown, Dictator Brown, Fuhrer Brown, and the Democrat legislatures. That's the truth. You can't give them a pass. You can't look at Biden. Yeah, Biden's got to go. Biden's screwing the pooch big time. Biden is killing this republic. Biden has to go. But you cannot blame everything on Biden. You got to blame Kate Brown. You got to blame the Democrats here in Oregon. And then you need to look in the mirror. Because if you're responsible for voting for these people, you got to blame yourself also. You are at fault. You are guilty. And what you're doing now is hurting us. Think about that, my friends. We are out of time. God bless you guys. Pray for this country. Pray for President Donald Trump. Pray for our midterms. We'll be right back next week here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.